What are the boundaries?
Hey, there's no boundaries now. I think you should bring should we bring it forward?
So what if I bring something up? You know, I say,
there's no boundaries. I mean, it's called zero expectations. Do you know why? If you had expectations, you wouldn't be here. Mad, bruh.
Hot, like
that was a nice slogan. Hi, guys, and welcome back to Zero Expectations Podcast. Today, we have someone. Are you going to sit down?
Sure.
Okay. Okay. Today we have my intern. We've been working with each other for how many months now?
3 months.
Yeah, using your bass voice.
3 months.
Okay. We've been working with each other for 3 months now, and we've become, let's say, is it brothers? Something like that.
More or less.
I like the fact that you went to go and look for questions to ask. You're the one person that's taking this podcast serious in ages. Before we roll the intro, can you please introduce yourself to the people that don't know you?
Okay, guys, fans of Wako, welcome to Zero Expectations. My name is Caro. You guys don't mind me. I'm nervous. Or what was it again?
Why are you nervous? We talk normally now.
I'm joking.
You know what? You know, you're not joking. We have issues. Okay, so as I said, rest easy, stay cool, and roll the intro. So don't worry. First things first, I'm a very good interviewer, so I'll ask you questions that will make you feel comfortable. I will not just throw you into the deep end. So first thing, tell us, what uni are you in and what are you studying? And what's your grade?
I knew this boy, I knew this man okay. would bring this thing up. I'm in Afe Babalola University. My grade is personal to me, but...
4 point something.
It's on a good level. That's what I have to say. It's on a good level, but it's personal.
Since I'm going to be leaving here next week, Friday, we decided to do this podcast, or he decided to do it because you wanted to be on it.
See, and don't allow Prince to twist this thing. Prince will twist it like I begged and said, please, let me be on your podcast.
No, I never twisted
it. It was a mutual thing.
We're both
brothers. That's the thing. And we can't leave this place without making something like this, because it's like... We have gotten so acquainted to ourselves that... explain to your fans.
Okay. So, when you initially came, all I just remembered was like, someone, his name is Fizo, he came and he was like, there's this person that his dad is trying to solicit to come and work in the company. And I was like, okay. Then, I think 2 days later, you joined. I remember the first day you entered.
The next week.
And to me, it was 2 days.
Yeah, it was weekend already, Sean. Like Thursday.
To me, it was 2 days. Let's not go back and forth about this thing. Anyways, you come in with your bag and you greeted everybody. Now your small purse. Move your purse, man. You come with your purse and you greeted everybody, and what happened next? And yeah, you sat down. You say this from your own.
From my own perspective.
Yeah, because
okay.
I'm a nice person.
So you guys, this is what happened. That day I came, Fizo picked me up. Fizo is like a supervisor of mine.
Yes.
So he came, picked me up, took me to the office. First person I saw was Prince. Prince was like, we've heard a lot about you, this, and this. He just like welcomed, this type of welcome thing, like, you're welcome, and all. Everyone too in the office, by the way. Then I think Fizo stepped out. Then Prince started interrogating me. What do I know about editing? What do I this? I was like, can this guy relax? But it wasn't like in a harmful wish. I was just like, okay.
I've never harmed you. What? No, they do horrible bosses here.
It was like, what have you learned in this aspect of your... Because he knew I had learned photography.
No. I knew editing. You knew nothing about Premiere Pro.
Yeah.
But you just
had to explain myself.
You had to, but before you had to fit into the... You said, I've learned a few things.
Yes, now.
But I knew you only knew... I did not know you, but like from the way you were talking, it looked like you only knew Photoshop.
Because
that's where your inspo comes from.
But you guys, the thing is that in this Nigeria, when you want to get a job, you have to lie. Same thing as when you want to get a job on LinkedIn. You have to lie. What was it called?
LinkedIn.
You have to lie Gen Z. You have to present yourself in a very subtle manner that they will know that, okay, yes, this guy is serious to work. And that was what I did. And the thing is that I didn't...
So, go do it for oil company now.
I'll run it.
They go finish it.
I will run it. There's nothing see.
You go run them. There's nothing in oil company.
When I came here...
No, go become engineer now.
You guys,
Prince... Go put the wrong pipe for the wrong hole. You are in trouble.
Week one, Prince doubted me. What am I saying? Day one, Prince doubt... He was watching out for my failure. He was after my failure.
Yeah, because that's the thing. The thing with me is... most people don't understand. I mean no harm, but I just like teasing. Like, if I see something and they say, oh, don't say it, I want to say it just
so that's the thing.
You feel uncomfortable.
And that's like one thing that I even noticed earlier for you that, okay, you are just about the jokes.
It's just the jokes.
Sometimes you get serious about. At that beginning stage of when I first came, it was like you were just bantering me, just trying to like make me rest, like calm down so that I won't be too intense.
Yeah. One of my biggest issues for me with you was that you tend to say, you tend to say, I know it. You like everything to be in-house. Once it starts passing the bubble and other people are noticing your fuck-ups, that is the issue. Don't like it. But like, I'm saying this now to tell you that I don't think you should have it, because in a space where if I have an issue, be it spelling error, and I'm asking, I ask for help without caring.
If Fizu has an issue,
Fizu asks openly. And that's what I appreciate about him. But your own is Prince, come here.
That's not what I said.
Please.
You guys,
when I
run into like a bump on edicting, I'll call Prince. I'll be like, Prince, come. Because I'm not meant to shout, Prince, please, I have an error. I'm trying to like, let's talk on a G level. Let's talk on a G level. Let me understand that working guy.
And that's the thing, once I sit on my chair, I'm too comfortable to start standing, to now walk into your own and now stand. So when I narrate the issue, I think you always get scared. I don't know why you get scared of me. I've never put a single hand on you.
I don't get scared of you.
Maybe my silence.
That's the thing. The thing is that, your silence. This guy, it looks as if he's beefing you. When this guy ignores you, it's bad.
That's the thing. When I'm angry, I don't talk.
Yeah, you don't talk.
Because I'm trying to watch what I say.
But the thing is that, nevertheless, you guys, you and Fizu still hold me like a lot. Because it's like, even if he will say he's not coming. Last, he will still come and attend to me and guide me on what I'm doing. But
thank you very much.
But he wasn't a good teacher.
I actually wasn't a good teacher.
It was just...
Mine is more experiment.
Exactly. Visual. Anything I'm seeing him do, I'll just go and practice it.
And ask.
Then I'll fuck up. Then he'll say, oh, this boy has fucked up again.
So one thing I noticed about him earlier on... Wait for that noise. What is going on? Is the AC back on? Your computer is blowing breeze. No, it's fine. Anyways, one thing I noticed was that you had a very strong infatuation for Andrew Tate.
No, I never...
Background story, if you guys don't know Andrew Tate or someone that was banned online, because that is going to be the title, something about intern likes Andrew Tate. That is the title.
You're presenting like as if I said I'm an Andrew Tate stan.
No. Okay, tell me one thing he said that you admit. And don't worry, don't be scared. You'll be cancelled.
No.
Either which way.
1 week, 2 years later, both of us are getting cancelled.
I'm going to be cancelled for being so nice.
The thing is, what I said, I think one day, I came into the room and I was like, oh, you guys, I told Priya, I was like, man, we need to start upping our standards.
Bam, bam.
Do you get, it's like, no, now. Yes. I think I just sorted out something out with, you know, with the nice baby.
Okay.
And the standard I gave her was like, if you can't meet this guy deep. So that's why I told Prince.
Did she dip?
She met the standards and she mad.
Wait. Can you state what standards you wanted her to meet first? You don't have to say the person's name. Obviously, the chick will know.
Nah, nah, she will know who she is. But it was just like a type of, see, I'm this way and you are not this way. If you can't come up to me with this,
man,
and this.
You are up.
No, it's not about me.
You are up.
Bro, I'm just like, it's my standards now. Okay. I'm not going to see less of myself. It's not even a pride thing.
You see,
just,
I think you're looking at it as a competition.
It's not a competition. That's the thing. That's why I said I was not supporting Andrew. I just said, okay, some of the things he said about men, like wake up and realize that when you're chasing women, you're losing the bag. Mm-hmm. Chase your bag and the women will chase you. Do you get it? That was just what I was trying to point out.
Well, okay. Does this same thing apply sideways, or you understand that there's like a difference between, okay, so if the woman has more money, would you chase her?
I have to be on my own. Like, that means
grind.
Yes, do you get, I have to grind more. It's not like I hate her for it, but
so
it's
you
like
believe
I want to just
any
do more.
Girl that comes towards you, if they don't have a source of income, they
no. That's not what I mean. That's not what I mean. But you know the thing, broke girls are actually like the worst. No, guy, I really don't care. I will say my mind. His thing is that
yes,
broke girls, nice. You guys will be the, guy. I will see. I'm asking all of you, come for me. What's my business?
But don't you think being broke is more of like the mentality? I think anybody can be broke at this point.
Anybody
that you're broke,
exactly.
But is the complacency that is what you should be angry
with. The thing is that I'm not even attacking. Like, if you are broke, don't come and meet me. That's not even my motto. Mine is just, you know that you don't have the source of income you claim to suppose you have.
Okay.
You're obviously hustling boys to give you the money. Fine and good. It's your own hustle. Everybody has hustle for their pee. But don't come and start rubbing it in other people's face that are still grinding and start saying, you're broke. Get out of my sight. That's what I'm saying. Guys, if you guys are the one giving these dead babes the attention that they don't even deserve. No, I don't see. Bro, I will speak. The thing is that they would say, guys, this. That's the thing. Guys, we need to pattern up. Stop giving this less babe.
Andrew Tate, don't finish.
I've never heard Andrew Tate.
No, but that's the thing.
No, the thing, I love women. Don't mind.
He's a social justice warrior, but not the one online. And I'm being serious. You're fighting for justice for men and understanding that they also have standards.
Yeah.
And not just any but random
last
chick.
I don't really. The thing is that I don't even.
Big baka.
I don't even send. Like, the thing is that everybody has their own path they are following. If you don't want to hustle and you want to chase women, then fine. Last, you'll be okay. But if you want to hustle and then the women will come after you, it's still your choice. You get...
Yeah.
It's just my own tactics of, okay, I know... See, that's the thing. I want to be able to do more. You know when you have a baby? Baby, come, let's go for dinner now. Get, you spoil her a bit. But if you don't have the pee and you're chasing her, what do you want?
What if she carries you out? Would you be comfortable?
Yes, sir.
When you see
the woman should spoil you once in a while.
Once in a while.
Not even once in a while.
When you see all those videos that the woman will transfer money to the man just so the man will pay, how do you see it?
It depends on the situation. If the guy is just the one hustling her and he doesn't have, he's not giving her anything in return, then that's when it now becomes a case. But if he's like, okay, he has been taking her out on several dates, okay, then this one is like, okay, she wants to pay for it, then it's a good thing now.
Yeah.
It goes both ways.
I think one thing we've not spoken about is... my voice went. One thing we've not spoken about is your ex. What did she do to you?
My ex?
We've never spoken about any of your relationship before.
I've never initially said, be my girlfriend, but I've obviously had... one or two people that I have liked.
Okay.
Do you get?
Which one hurt you the most?
None, actually.
None hurt you. Which one did you hurt? Don't go off the whole computer.
did I? Okay, I don't know if I hurt one, but I believe...
You don't know?
I know I hurt her,
What did you do?
It was messed... I was young now. I was very, very young.
Ogbeni, you're still young. What did you do?
Can't see that one here,
why is it that we always want to portray yourself as older?
No.
Let's say our age out loud. Hey, we've blown this whole computer. No,
I don't have... I've not gotten consent from her, so I can't say it.
Guy, what did you do to the babe?
No, it wasn't anything big. It wasn't a novel. Now, I was when I was in junior school, so it was it wasn't something big.
So you've not liked any chick in your whole 3 years or 4 years in uni?
Not that I can count off, yeah.
Jeez.
I don't know. My headspace is not just there at the moment.
Your first joke to me initially when you joined. So you know where this is going to?
No, run it. I said,
you know this is going to?
Prince,
you're going to be canceled.
Wait. It is that after, if any of my friends or anybody that knows me personally, when they hear what you're about to say, they know that that's definitely me.
That's you.
I didn't see
your first joke is, Prince, you know you're going to get canceled. I was like, why? He said, I told you. What did you say? You are asexual, see?
That's not what I said.
That's what he said. He said A. And I was
I said I'm gay.
He said, one of the above, you are gay, you're asexual. And I was like, okay, and continue to
the camp. Prince counseled me.
For your own lane. Have you heard half of the things he said? Yeah? You don't fall. It's first to bring out the car. No. But yeah, then you played it off as a joke. Or you, in my mind, I was like, okay, are you serious about it? Or are you joking about it?
Every almost guy I've met in uni, they know this joke.
Well,
it's a joke, like it's a joke. It's just like,
it's a joke. Am I putting
you think
spot?
I'm gay?
Are you uncomfortable?
Guy,
no.
If you think I'm gay, comment. I'm like, every babe comments if you think I'm gay. Me gay.
It's fine. You don't have to feel uncomfortable. We can move on. No. We're moving on. So you said you had questions on your phone and you want to
I didn't.
You never looked for it.
I never looked for it. It was just like a type of. You guys know the thing. Prince is a love advocate.
Whoa.
Yes.
That's from nowhere.
You are a love advocate. So okay. It's like, I think me and you, in that aspect, we are different. Because I remember one time you were like, why am I such a hard guy? Like, why am I
always
trying
to do this
type of...
Oh my God. I just remembered I've told you so many things. From the chick downstairs to.
No. We're not getting it. That's. But it's like, you know, you've gone into me like.
Wait, Zita is calling. Give me a second. Let me put Zita. Hello? I'm at the audio booth. We're recording a podcast, me and Caro.
Why are you recording a podcast with Caro? So you ran, and I told you that if you let me know. Did you let me know? Anyways, I know I called you. In fact, I didn't cough.
Oh my God. And it's something work related. Anyways, so yeah, Zita is coming. You say I'm a love advocate. We're going to get back to it. Okay.
Yeah, so all right. It's like,
Alpha, what do you want from us, Abeg? Come inside before the noise from outside.
So many tests.
Hello, do.
Testosterone.
Testosterone. What did you want to ask? So, guys, Zita from the last podcast is here. Yes, what's the question? We know they stop.
Hi, people.
Sina, let's stop this thing. Do you want to say something serious?
Yes, no.
Hey, okay. How do I pause this?
Just press the face.
The red. Okay, so we are back. We had to chase Zita away. And yeah. Now we are back.
Yeah, so all right. Like, what I was saying is that Prince is like, he's a softy. Not softy person, but like, you're an advocate for love.
Yes.
You love love.
No, I don't love love.
You don't...
I don't put myself in a position to be...
Not to see like, okay, you're absent from being lovable or you want to be loved.
I don't, I'm wrong, to be honest. You're making me feel uncomfortable at this.
No, the thing is that one time you were like, why am I like this? Why am I always trying to be the hard guy? I'm like, it's not me trying to be the hard guy. It's just like my mindset of actually not being there at the moment. And I can't force myself to do any of that.
No, but like that's the thing. You play so many... Okay, let me give you a story. A short story. In uni, I had this friend. His name is Joseph. He's still my friend till now, but we don't talk as much. And I remember the first time I started dating someone, the chick, I went to go and meet him, and I'm like, how do you kiss someone? And he's like, he jumps up. Because I was just like,
was he laughing?
Boy. Of course, I was laughing. And he was laugh. He laid down and he's like, okay, Prince, let me give you the game. So the thing I liked about Joseph, and which I stopped talking to him after 100 level because my results tanked. And I was like, okay, these women, why they follow? Or this lifestyle, it doesn't fit me. But the thing about Joseph was that Joseph fully understood how to play a girl. Joseph became a person that a girl would message him. And it was the first time in my life, and this was 100 level, I ever heard someone waiting to respond. Because when you respond too fast, it feels like you are available. This boy would get a message, sit and wait. He'll wait, be doing other things, then he will come back to respond.
You know that thing, sorry to quote you, that thing of,
yeah.
Guys, we are with our phones 24/7.
Yeah.
So it's like, when you are telling me, oh, babe, sorry, I was asleep. Oh, sorry, babe, guy, I have a time limit.
Mm-hmm.
Once you pass that time, you give me the what I want to know. That's the thing. They will milk the fuck out of you.
Yeah.
It goes both ways. Guys do it, girls do it.
So he used to do like, and to be like normal conversation. And I think his rule of thought is that he will not apologize about the delay, except it's like it's too long. But if you like, the guy can ask him, hey, how you doing? 11 a.m. He responds 2 p.m. I'm fine, what's up? Just to feel like he's not giving her attention. And he did that every single time. And I was like, I don't want to get to the point mentally where I'm playing games with how I feel. If message comes, I don't see it as the big deal. I respond. Except say the person, they ask me for money. Then I say, okay, no. I will respond, or one of the above. But you get what I mean. So when because I've seen you embody these traits and not in
me,
yes, and not in the aspect of text, but in the aspect of reads. Someone can come now and you find the person very attractive, and obviously I'm not expecting you to converse, but you put yourself in strategic points just so you will be seen as unspoken reads.
It's not even about that, it's where
it comes full circle. So for me to give context, or no, you give context of what unspoken reads or reads.
Okay, so reads, when you say unspoken reads, it's like you don't have to say anything verbal to get the baby to come to you.
Yeah.
It can be your body movement, it can be like a gesture you do.
Or silence.
Yeah. Then she just like she's feeling your reads, dig it, and she just walks up to you. You've seen your unspoken reads.
So now you giving you the story about Joseph. Does that not sound alike?
About me?
Does that not sound like the same girls. Thing but just no. different feels?
I don't play girls.
He's not playing the girls. And you choosing not to say a word just because you want to be portrayed in a cool manner, it's the same way the guy did not respond to the chick because he wants the chick to look at him as a cool guy.
For my own defense, it's like this. I've just seen you. I know nothing about you. I'm trying to observe you. You've
been with each other for like 3 months.
Yes, now.
It's not just seeing. I'm obviously not talking about the first day. I'm talking about how you play the long run.
There's no long run.
Remember H? You played the long run with H. Remember M? You played the long run with M.
Guys, it's no long run. It's just a matter of C. I've seen you. Sometimes you cannot. I might not see you attractive. You might not see me attractive.
Maybe it's just the game. Maybe I'm overthinking.
That's the thing. I'm not just. Guy, they have like 50 other guys they're talking to.
Yeah.
I'm not going to join that list and wait for my turn to see. Do you get? I'm not. That's the thing. They're not interested in me. I'm not interested in them. It's not me playing any game. If they feel if you feel my unspoken reads, then it's not my fault.
You're not interested in them because you think they're not interested in you.
I'm not just looking at that side. Like, because the thing is that once I start looking like that, then that makes me. The thing is that I have a slight potential to be very, very toxic. So it's like when I enter that side, I'm playing this babe. And that's not the kind of person I want to be. So if I give three of them attention, that's when it becomes a game.
Okay.
I'm texting you at 2 a.m. I'm calling this one at 4 a.m. The same thing I've said to B. I'm saying it to H. Same thing I said to H. I'm saying it to Chiget. So it's like.
Oh, there's B. I know.
There's no B.
There is no B.
But I'll just give you an example. Okay. There's no B. Don't worry.
Obviously, we know who you're talking about. Anyways, to round this thing up, you wanted to give me advice. So what's the advice for Prince?
You guys.
Don't say you guys. Now, me, the advice.
Prince.
Okay.
Why do you want to cut this short?
No, I'm not ending it now. There's still I don't want to
guys,
go to
please, show. Let's just express our brotherly love, please. Let's express ourselves.
No, because I have some questions for you.
Okay. So it's like one is that I feel like did anybody ever except from the ones I knew?
Of course, yes. Someone did.
Shattered you.
Of course.
So that's why I think sometimes I get and that's the thing, that's what I'm saying. Prince is like he's so bold because after someone has obviously ripped his heart apart into a million pieces,
mad.
He's still standing strong today. It's not like he's loving every baby he sees, but he's not like insecure about it.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I'm just like, wow, that's like, this is on a G level. That's like, I rate it so much. Like, no, this guy does not be insecure about like, okay, his feelings or anything. If he's feeling you, he'll tell you, come, babe. I'm feeling you.
I don't do that. It takes time for me to do
worst
that.
What's the worst thing that can happen? She's not feeling you. That's the thing. Mama, shoot your shot while you can, Sha. That's my advice for everybody. Like, shoot your shot while you can. Because the thing is that the one shot you miss is the opportunity you miss every time. The one shot you miss
uh-huh.
is the one opportunity you miss. It's like you're missing 1,000 opportunities.
I'm missing 1,000 now.
No, I'm not talking to you. See, that's the thing.
I dipped it.
Do you get? It's not about sounding funny or anything. Just deep what I'm saying.
What's your takeaway from working here? Like, what would you do when you're in uni? As you're going back.
First thing first, I need to fix some things. Then, obviously, by God's grace, buy myself a camera.
Mad. You want to go fully into the photography? Because I see how.
I'm going to enter. Cinematography is coming up, trust me.
Yeah, don't match that thing. You go soon off the whole computer. I don't want you. Yeah. But I see how you love like photography, not even talk of video, because I don't see you like videos obviously, but like I don't see the way you like you see a picture and you scroll through it and
that's the thing. This means that when I first came
here, you hail the photographer or the editor.
Yes, guy, photographer. That see, before I learned photography, when I see a picture, I was like, okay, it's fine. Mm-hmm. But when I learned photography, it's like there's this third eye that sees something else that the photographer is trying to show me, and it's like, what the fuck.
Your mom watches this, she's going to pray about the third eye to disappear.
No, African moms.
Sorry.
Surely. So it's like me just trying to be like, oh, mom, I actually want to do it, but unfortunately I don't have a camera, but it doesn't stop me from actually getting the soonest.
So you guys, so will see my what would be your cinematography name?
My cinematography
name. Have you ever thought of it?
Yeah.
Oh.
True Bobby's Eyes.
Nice.
That's what I'm saying. Do you get like when I started learning video editing from you and Fizu, that head eye came for me too. So it's like every time I should tell you, every time I'm watching a YouTube video, I'm like, Prince, you just see this edit. Do you get it? It's like I'm seeing the edit, the transitions, everything.
You
that,
see how stressful, bro, it must have been.
Like how many layers, even my guy, shout out to Nudge. Even my guy that I did, I'm just like, bro, how many layers are going into this video that he just, this short 15-minute video that he just did. Do you get it? So it's like, oh, it's crazy. It's crazy. When you have that third eye for something, it's like same thing for footballers now. If you are not someone that is really into football, what they are seeing and like why they are gassing it up every time, you'll be like, what's there? It's just football.
Yeah.
But they have that third eye too.
I see the skills.
Yeah. And they want to actually like be more to what they are seeing. The Messi they are seeing every time playing, they want to be times two. Impractical, shall
we? So, just to do a timestamp here. So, 3 years from now, where do you see yourself?
It's
a weird question, but just answer as honestly as you can.
No, I see myself fully developed into photography and cinematography. That's my goal, anyways.
Amen.
Anything can happen. Anything can happen. That's the thing. I'm not trying to. I like the unforeseeable future, but I'm also aiming for it to be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like I'm not trying to predict it too much, but I have a path, I have a goal I'm trying to reach.
Me living here, do you think it's a big mistake?
Nah, it's not. Trust me, like that. The fact that I came here and we're living together, guy, I said we were meant to be. no homo. It's like, guy, I came here, I met Prince, we became like actually close, actually relatable, and then he's leaving when I'm leaving. It's like, what if? If I didn't come here, do you think you'd have had this choice? Oh, I would never have found out that there's somebody that is like Prince that exists.
Yeah.
Do you get? She was like, you remember I told you that the first time I had another job offer.
Yeah.
But I didn't pick that one because like I prayed over it and then obviously God told me to retain here, and now I see why. So it's like it's crazy, but I don't think you're making a mistake. Trust me, because
I hope not. But I prayed about it.
No, you are not. From the way you've spoken about it, like your reasons and everything, staying here would just be more
hindrance.
It's like it's to pull you down a lot. I'm not even joking, because that's the thing. Once the next big young star comes here, you just become an old crooked. That people are just giving, just work on this dump. Do you get? And that's just it. That's just it. So if like when you leave here, your wings are going to fly. I hope you get,
amen,
and I pray you get like mad connections. That's like, he's my manager. I know he's about to deny it now.
You know when people are saying
manager.
I should be their manager.
Guys, stop saying how many people. Like, you know should clear road. Prince is my own. I'm his only client.
I don't have the demeanor for being a manager.
But the thing is that when you are ready for it, I swear I'll come back with my proposal. And I feel that's the thing, me and you, I feel that we'll be able to make like a lot of bangers. I'm not even joking.
Amen.
We are both serious minded when we put something into it.
Except my family members, I think you're lucky, like except for family members and some bad guys and a local critic. Yeah, like I would say the second guy that is not in my line or third guy on this podcast. That is crazy. Most have just been family members and women.
Prince likes women, man. Love women.
Shut up, I'm on a shower.
Everybody's on a shower. And what's your take on this? People, when someone is like, have you ever been in a situation when it's like, oh, you used me for this?
Oh, used my body.
No, it's not particular, just in general, like, oh, you used me.
No, give an instance. Give a scenario.
Okay, so it's like, I pretend to be your friend, a common example.
Okay.
Just for exams.
Just for exams.
Yes. Then after exam, I never speak to you again until the next exam come.
Okay. For me, when it comes to being friends, I don't know how I've been able to weed out fake people. And I don't even make noise about, this person is using me.
Yeah.
When I was in school, I used to record. I was like the only videographer. I called myself Insane Productions. And I had like friends who they would just pretend like they're cool with me, just so they'll be in these skits. And I never looked at it as a big thing. Neither did I say, oh, okay, after, let's hang out. That was it. It was cool knowing cool people. But like, to be honest, I don't really believe in fake friends, because I feel you can weed them out, and you can also be friends with fake friends as long as you don't, like, I don't think anybody should be thinking ahead of talking to people. Like, have like an interior motive of, okay, I'm using this person as connection. That's why I hate the word connections. Because everybody I've gotten to meet have been based off of
connection.
Luck.
But thing is,
I feel my you're talking to me because of the opportunities that you may likely get from me as a friend, makes no sense.
But I have a counter for that. It's like, I think a while back, I was telling myself this thing. I found out that obviously someone was being fake to me.
Mm-hmm.
There was a very, very positive way, or negative way rather, I would have reacted to that. But I just did, I'm like, wait, so you have something that I can obviously benefit from you, and you are benefiting this from me, but I'm not benefiting yet. Am I mad? So I didn't get angry. I didn't get upset. I didn't get angry. I just started benefiting it. So it's like, I've now come in terms that everybody is using everybody in this world.
And I think
it or not.
I think it's a valid way of seeing life.
Yeah.
Because like, you are being real. Like,
do you get it? Like, that's the thing.
But that's the way the world works. That mentality. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, you're open to your own path. But for me, that's the way I view it. So it's like, if you are being fake to me, I really don't care. Unless I'm not benefiting, then I'm cutting you off.
Obviously, when it comes to benefiting, there are some that, maybe they constantly keep asking for something, they are benefiting from you. Like, those people, you should cut them off of, like, they don't care about you. Obviously, you know they don't care about you, but them using you is clear. Like, they are just, it's on your face. So, yeah, to be honest, fuck fake friends. I don't believe in any of them. That's why I don't post of anybody being fake towards me. I think it's just as I fucked up and not the person.
But that's what I'm saying. Just capture. If you think someone, just, it's for everybody out there. Like, if you think someone's being fake to you, capitalize on what the person can bring into your life before you cut them off. Because it's like, use them too if you are using you. Don't be vindictive or anything, but like, use it to your advantage very, very much. If the person wants to sit down when you're doing an exam, build the fuck out of them. I'm telling you. See, there's business in everything we're doing this
okay, world. Yeah, that one makes
sense. There's business in everything. That's what I'm saying, that if I only came to you that, okay, you have connections.
What if you build them now? I will no con sit for the same chair.
We'll run it one way through that. You give me your script and I'll write it for you. Are you mad?
Jeez, is that how you do?
Okay. No, that's not what I do. That's not what I do.
So yeah, I think the podcast has been going for too long. I know you wanted a 3 hours
podcast. Guys, 5 hours.
This is a perfect place to end. Shut up. This is my podcast.
Guys, this is not so
perfect place to end.
No, we need another question. We need one more hot
question. It's fine. Don't worry. We'll do another one via Zoom or any of their books. It's nice to be. I know people will be like, oh, you guys should have gone on, but we're inconveniencing someone in his office.
Oh, yeah. True. Because
we wanted to have a podcast with crisp audio. Anyways, Carol. Even though I don't know your surname till now.
Do you know my identity? Just
it was really fun working with you.
Today
is his final day. So he's not going to come here again. And next week, Friday, is my final day.
Then December, we'll link up and we'll make a banger for you guys.
By God's grace.
Just know we're dropping our song called
Hot Babes.
Bring your titties.
Okay.
I'm joking. Nice. Please. Guys, the video.
Everything goes. Except from just the places of... anyways, I'm talking too much. Thank you guys for listening to our podcast. This is Zero Expectations. You know the motto? Say it with me. If you had expectations,
you wouldn't be here.
Okay, nice
one. This is Zero Expectations. If you had expectations...
Touch me.
This is the motto. This is your expectations. Bye, guys. If you had expectations, you will not be here. Bye.